Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
I'm going to scream so loud into the microphone that it shoots out of Nika's ears to wake her dogs up so that she has to get rid of them.
No!
That would be...
Why? You could never do that. Why do you want to do that? They're such sweet boys.
They're innocent men.
We can't have you comfortable. We have to keep you on edge at all times to get the drama to the maximum level.
I'm jealous of the doggy.
You should
Tim,
be.
That is something that the wicked jokester would do. These are the schemes of the jokester.
I'm a bad guy.
Okay, the people asking.
Uh-oh.
If you look... I won't disturb him because then he'll make noise. But the loud one is right.
Isn't that the brown spot in between the pink?
Yep, like, it's the brown spot in between
right
the pink.
The little fox.
I like that brown spot.
That's Axton. And then the other one is over here. You can't see him. He's sleeping by the door. He's quiet.
He's quiet. He can be whoever he wants.
He's a sweet little baby boy.
I mean, Axton's like way far back there. It's fine.
You ever see the bitch snore?
I was gonna say.
I don't care what part of the room he is.
It's not his fault. It's just what his face is.
It's
like.
Not his fault. It's human's fault, and I'm not gonna condone genocide. But sometimes we have to look into the things that we have done to animals and be like, "Well, fix that."
I did not know where you were going.
So
on
true.
That. I was pretty stressed, but I see what you're saying now. They are bred.
Bred with the goddamn ground.
I think Tim was saying that we have to kill all the Frenchies.
I wasn't saying that.
I think that's just what he said.
I'm saying we need to do a reverse engineer it. A reverse engineer where we breed out the fucked up shit.
You need to breed the most efficient dog.
We gotta do more dog genetics. The only way out of this genetics eugenics is more eugenics.
Like, guys, remember when there was that picture going around of like, if we built a human to be like the most safe in a car, it would look like this, and it looked like the most fucked up thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what would happen with the dogs. Like, we think they're fucked up now? That if you tried to breed them for too much efficiency, they would be horrible to look on.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Mike will be back next week, we think.
Yeah.
No, he won't.
Yeah.
No, none of us will be back next week.
Well, but we're going to have a thing.
Mark
though.
Your calendar.
Mark your goddamn
So he will be back next week.
Well.
Posted.
None of us will be back next week.
We're recording a thing ahead of time because, guys, it's the damn holidays.
You guys ever heard of these damn holidays
there's
out
two
here?
Of them. There's a couple of them coming up.
Got all these goddamn holidays coming up. You got Christmas.
And they're big ones.
Christmas? You got New Year's.
You got New Year's.
Oh, is it Hanukkah?
I think today the first day of Hanukkah?
No, I think they're like a few days in.
I don't know anything.
I forget when it started, but they're a few days in.
Oh, shit.
So happy Hanukkah.
We got Kwanzaa.
Christmas coming up. New Year's coming up. Then that slide right into Valentine's Day, baby.
Yeah, Wookiee Life Day, Valentine's Day.
All the important ones.
Arbor Day.
Patriots Day in
Massachusetts.
Patriots Day,
Massachusetts shout out. Yeah. So this has no bearing on the podcast version, but we're not recording the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, so if you come to Twitch, you won't. We won't be there. I mean, maybe somebody will be streaming something out.
There's going
to
be a replay you can probably watch. Yeah.
No, we don't do replays.
Mm.
They're too confusing, and they're apparently not very good for the channel.
Mm. You can, there's like an archive. There's like
a
video
maybe
archive,
that's what
right?
it is. It's just the archive that starts playing.
There's another Twitch streamer that is streaming all the time.
And that's all they do. I think I've seen them.
I have seen them in person at a wrestling show. And I was like, what the fuck?
What are you doing? You're supposed to be streaming right now.
You're supposed to be streaming now. I want to be his friend.
Maybe they were.
I want to be his friend. I'll say it right now. I'll be his friend. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know what you're talking about. So you have to tell me later.
Okay. heart goes out to all the people at Wizards of the Coast that lost their job. Right? It fucking sucks.
Everywhere is like
what the fuck happened
right now?
Oh, they laid off a lot
of
people.
Wasn't it like 1,000 people?
Out of Hasbro on the whole. Yeah. I don't know how many people at WotC has been laid off. But luckily, you know, the CEO of Hasbro, you know, they made $9 million last year. So they're doing a great job and got to give it up to them. And
amazing.
Makes me feel less excited interacting with said product, but that, hey, you know what? Society has made it easy because every company does this now. So yeah, if you want to interact with anything, okay, here you go.
Anyway, we've gone on a real roller coaster tonight.
Yeah, the vibes, we keep bringing the vibes down, which I feel like means that we're going to make the vibes very weird while we record, and I'm excited.
I mean, traditionally when we're missing a person, we get weird.
True. Weird vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Previously on Greetings Adventures,
I cast Tiny Hut.
Oh, you can do a lot of waterboarding in 8 hours.
Hey, yes. Sorry about my daughter. I didn't catch your name when we were beating all your dude's ass that tried to murder us.
I'll tell you nothing. She spits at you.
Luckily, I am covered in spider guts, and that was helpful.
Can I cut her finger off?
Yeah!
No!
Why?
Who taught you?
You went to war! I've read your journals!
It doesn't even matter what my name is. It's Navra Ushrin.
Screech has got the mask on, and he's on all fours, and I've handed Chuck a leash.
Okay, so we got Yard Dog. This guy's not Yard Dog. This is Screech. Okay, why did you come here and attack us?
I had to.
You had to? Who compelled you?
My boss.
Sorry. Yeah, a car drove by.
I am in the employ of Hortensia Callimore. We were hired to drive Ratma's people off. Oh, no, I wasn't with her. There's this other guy named Doug.
Okay.
Yeah, Doug the Dark Elf. War has come to far hold.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
That fucking sucks.
And it's the, you know, House Bartell from Anchor Downs?
Yeah.
They're said to be working with some sort of wizard.
Uh-oh.
I haven't had my medicine in so long.
My ass got bit and slashed.
I saw your ass got slapped a bit.
Yeah.
I would say both Seraphina and Grimshaw are both willing to take Thaldin.
It's me, Grimshaw.
Hey, Grimshaw.
You guys need any sweet rides for this trip you're taking?
But, okay, if my spider doesn't have legs, it has wings.
Mm. What if it had wheels?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Ooh. That's pretty cool.
You've given me car spider.
Jermichael doesn't need a mount.
Yeah, he's his own mount.
I mean, no offense.
I mean, we might need to put him in like a wheelbarrow or something.
I think we should just paint him to look like a cow.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Grimshaw. Shadowhoof.
We'd also like to give you a little bit of extra business. Do you have any contraptions?
Okay. What?
Like, that we could maybe hook onto the spider and let the spider have, like, little mechanical legs?
No, we can't afford that. No, we have to make good time. We can't afford stuff like that.
Oh, no. I don't make legs, I make shoes.
Okay, what if you made shoes that had really tall sides that looped up around the legs, and then instead of shoelaces, just had a little thing that would go around the waist of the spider, and it would connect that way? Think about how fashionable that could be and how cool.
That sounds like cobbler shit to me, and I'm a farrier.
No.
But,
you know...
But being that you just saved the town, I will do it. I will make it look like it has metal legs, even though it'll give you no advantages whatsoever.
Might even make noise.
But it'll have, like, exoskeleton?
It will have plus one flavor. So, yeah. So here you go. What are you naming your various beasts?
The donkey doesn't have a name.
Grieg.
Oh, that's right.
Grieg.
This donkey's giving me a Lily vibe.
Yes.
Lily? Oh. Aww.
That was my mother's name.
Mika or Rourke?
Rourke.
Whoa. Mm. Oh, wow. Is that going to be weird for you? Or? I mean, I knew that.
No.
I think that my spider mount is going to be named Stella.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Stella Spider.
I should have named it Charlotte.
And Bachman is stuck with the farts.
What does Bachman really hate?
He hates One Piece. But wait.
What if we name his spider Buggy the Clown?
Buggy.
Yeah, Buggy. Buggy is perfect for Spider.
Buggy's a pretty good name. All right, I think Buggy's good. I like Buggy. What was your donkey, Lily?
Well, now that I know that it's Rourke's mom's name, I probably don't want to do
that. Oh, yeah, probably don't do that.
No, I think that's great.
Rose.
That's my mother's middle name.
What?
Lily Rose Peony Daisy was my mom's full name.
That's not fair.
But wait, what was the donkey's name, though?
I don't even know anymore. I'm getting mad.
you want it to be a girl donkey name?
Sure. That's a flower.
That's a flower? Well, I almost said Lily.
I'm going back to Lily. How about this?
His name is Lily. I'm Grim Totem or whatever.
There you go. Boom. Not our fault. Yeah. Not our fault. Yeah. Boom. And Michael, I know you're probably just confused, but that was me magically taking control of an NPC for 2 seconds. Mm. That's crazy. That's
to
so
hijack and say, make him say what you wanted him to say.
Yeah. That was crazy. Lily the donkey.
All right. So we've got Grieg. We've got Stella. We've got Buggy. We got Lily.
Yep.
But what I would like to discuss is, how are we going to transport Jermichael?
All right. Let's think about this. So we are joining a circus.
Could I get him a contraption that's a sidecar that fits on my thing and we can just ride together?
How big is Jermichael again?
He's big. He's pretty big, right?
Like, how is he?
Hey. Oh, it's me, Ratma.
Hey, Ratma.
Hey, just walking by.
Oh, hey, Ratma.
Hey, Ratma. Good to see
you. Look at our 6 spider rides.
Yeah, those are nice.
This is Lily.
Oh, well, hey, Lily. You're very pretty. Anyway, I've got an idea for you.
Let's hear it.
Why don't you paint Jermichael like he's a cow or something?
I said that. That's my idea. I said that.
Huh? What? And then
you can. If you think that's a good idea, then I don't care who said it, but I did.
Don't we think the wings are going to be kind of a giveaway? That's not really a cow.
If we draw it right, it'll
blend in.
I'm not
trying to rain on anyone's parade. I just, you know.
What if we do them like a... Oh, I was going to say... Sorry, I was going to say like a worm. A worm. But that's just like a dragon.
Yeah, what else has wings?
Yeah, he's still a dragon.
Not a lot of things that are big
with
wings.
No, he's gonna have to keep those wings hidden, I think.
Yeah.
What if we hide him under a big bale of hay? A big pile of hay?
What if... Oh! He could be a hay boy.
I don't know. I mean, we're going to join the circus. They're probably going to have little freaks and whatever.
Yeah, I think it's like as long as we can get him to the circus, then they're probably going to be able to help us disguise him and hide him. I mean, there's all kinds of freaks at the circus. So.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, when I was on the way in, like I was saying, I saw a circus going by. It was called the Big Top Traveling Circus and Magnificent Menagerie.
Big Top Circus?
The Big Top Traveling Circus and Magnificent Menagerie.
That's awesome.
And so maybe you could like smuggle him in with the menagerie.
Okay.
I think that's going to be what we need to do.
I mean, griffins exist. Should we paint him like a griffin?
We could do that.
I mean, I think...
We should put glue feathers to him.
No, I think you guys are. I think you're thinking a little complex here. We just need to
I'm
get
thinking
into
complex. This is the most illegal thing in the world.
Well, but I mean, yeah, but you're gilding the lily. No offense, silences to the donkey. But we just need to get him to the circus.
Yeah, but once we're in the circus, we can't have a dragon in the circus.
Well, the circus is gonna help us because they're gonna be psyched about a dragon being there.
Or they might rat us out.
I don't think we're going to be able to keep the secret from the circus.
Let's go around. Yeah, you're probably right.
And, like, wouldn't we want to... I don't know. The circus seems to be full of people who are, you know, on the underbelly of society. So I don't think they're going to rat us out.
You said that again.
Yeah, carnies are good folk.
Yeah, you can trust them.
That's true.
Historically, you can trust a carny.
Once you get on the inside, you absolutely can.
Yeah. So I think that for getting Jermichael to the circus, I don't know that we need to do an elaborate a costume or disguise. I think we just hide him under a bale, under a pile of hay.
That's
or
the classic
horns.
First thing they're going to look at. They're going to poke it with a thing.
Or we can put him inside of a
Ratma, where furniture. Was the circus?
It was,
you mentioned Beryl last week, too.
Listen, it works.
He's big. Sorry, Ratma.
He's a big Beryl.
We could put him in a cage and present him, join the circus, presenting him as our attraction.
But if he's a dragon, that's gonna pull way too much heat. Am I wrong?
No, but we could dress him up as, like, a griffin or a harpy or something like that.
Yes, we're back in the griffin. We love the griffin.
All right, I was being hesitant at first, but maybe the griffin's not such a bad idea.
Ratma, you had something?
Huh?
I thought you were going
to
say something.
No, you asked me where it was, and I was going to say you go up to the top outside, and it was like, I don't know, half day's travel to the east, something like that.
Oh, so it's not that far away.
That's not so far.
Yeah.
So we don't need to make it very far.
Maybe we can ask Jermichael what he thinks, and I assume we have a couple pillows we could sacrifice for some delicious griffin.
Okay, I have a weird idea.
Oh, let's hear it.
So, I can cast a spell, darkness. So, like, what if there was like a cage or something, and I just cast darkness inside of it where Jermichael was. So, like, if someone, like, you know, flipped the like fabric on top of it up, it just looks dark in there.
Doesn't look like anything to me. I think I can cast polymorph.
Let's do that. I can only have alter self, unfortunately, so I can only make myself look different. I can't help poor Jermichael here.
I have invisibility.
That could also work.
I could banish him.
And he might have lost her by himself, though. I'd be a little worried about Jermichael on his own.
I could also learn locate creature if we lose him.
Okay, wasn't so bad.
I don't know polymorph.
I do know polymorph. I have it.
Does invisibility work on... Does that have to be a humanoid, or can it be a creature?
creature?
Let's see. Let's learn together. A creature.
Ah. I would say that Jermichael is a creature.
How long is the invisibility for?
Up to 1 hour.
How many? You got 12 spell slots?
That is true. He needs to be concealed in some way, and then we can just cast invisibility.
Right. If things break bad, then, you know.
I can do it for 3-5 hours.
Hell yeah.
If I used my spell slots only for that.
Hell yeah. We'll call that plan B. Plan A is paint his nose like a beak and put feathers on.
I like it.
That makes sense, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we taking Jermichael again? Just to get him out?
Because we need to take him to the House Bartell at Anchor Down. Because they're working with a wizard over there. And
mysterious wizard.
Yeah. And we need to take him there.
Got it. Perfect.
Did we take a long rest?
No. Yes.
I feel like you can have. Yeah, that seems to make sense. Sure.
Whew, okay. Thank you.
Great. Wonderful.
So our plan is
invisible, polymorph, painting.
I don't know what time it is in the day right now. I feel like in previous campaigns, we were always like, what street are we on? Like, what wood is the door? Mm-hmm. And I feel like this campaign is like, what time of day is it?
And yeah, you can never know because you can't see the sky. You're underground.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't even matter.
This is why we need dungeoneering.
Mm-hmm.
This is bullshit.
But I guess I'm wondering, are we going to leave out on this day? Or are we going to have one more old night here?
Yeah, maybe one night, and then we'll
head out.
Because we got to pack. We got to
quote unquote morning.
Yeah, we got to explain. I mean, we're going to the surface, so you know, maybe might even be better to go at night.
Are we going
to
travel under? Well, I guess we are going to the surface. Or are we traveling underground?
Circus is on the surface.
Have we been underground so long that we're going to suffer negative effects of seeing sunlight?
Yes, but only for like 2 minutes.
Okay.
that's a long time.
I'll take it.
It's a long time. Like, if you get, you could have, like, 4 battles in that amount of time.
Yeah.
That is true.
Before we leave, can I talk to Ratma and see if she has...
What do you need?
Well, mainly I just don't want to have this distinctive hairstyle anymore since I defected from the OT.
I'll cut your hair.
I think I probably need to cut it. I've never done that before. I've only had long hair my whole life. But
I have the longest hair, so that would make sense if you cut it.
Yeah, basically, if you had anything to, like, I don't know, maybe a blonde. Maybe it's time for me to go to blonde.
Well, you're in luck. We have plenty of bleach in the supply closet.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect. I guess I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, it's not exactly, not exactly good for your follicles, but
I mean, yeah, do you have any like toner or any developer? Yeah,
oh no, I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, I guess as long as it's different, it's okay.
Yeah, we'll just pour bleach over your face and I'm sure it's fine.
This is giving me flashbacks to when I bleached my bangs in the bathtub in my dorm.
No.
How'd that work out?
They could have been better. Didn't have the toner. Did not have enough toner at the time.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
All right. So, yeah. So what do you... So you've got the evening to, you know, decorate the dragon. And
decorate the dragon.
You yeah, I'm going mean? To leave that to you guys while I go. I don't know what the bathroom situation is.
It's a hole.
Or yeah, wherever there's a mirror. Yeah, you just, you hear like rattling and shit dropping and cussing and, you know, and eventually Celine comes out and her hair is shorter and it is bleached. It's not beautiful, but it's bleached. It's
I doubt different. That.
So there's a certain charm to it, you know.
Rourke, should we go put feathers on a dragon, if you know what I mean?
Yes. I would love to do nothing more than that. And then maybe we could also, like, form circusonas.
What?
Circusonas. Like, whenever Stephanie and I went go to festivals, we'd create, like, new characters for ourselves. And then we wouldn't have to be Rourke and Stephanie. We could be Amanda and Laura.
Mm.
But... we could do circusonas, and we could be like a family band, and that's how we get into the circus.
Mm. Okay. I was kind of thinking I was just going to be the guy that smokes cigarettes in the back. That was kind of my vibe. I was thinking like...
a manager. Got it.
Sure. I think mostly just standing and smoking was kind of what I was thinking, but we can figure it out.
Sure.
Where are you guys now?
Jermichael.
We're feathering.
Yeah, where is Jermichael actually?
He's in the basement.
So he's just like down there in the basement. Oh, he's doing nasty stuff down there.
All right.
It's really sticky on this floor.
Okay, guys. All right.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jermichael. Good to see you, brother. Missed you.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, we've been fighting so much, you know. You probably heard big bang booms up there, huh?
Yeah, you guys do a lot of that.
We're heroes. What can I say? Speaking of, we do need to disguise you because we're going on a road trip, buddy.
What? We're going on a road trip, you guys and me?
Yeah, man. Isn't that sick?
Oh, shit.
We're going to take you to the circus.
I love the circus. Am I going to be in the circus?
Do you want to be in the circus?
Yeah.
Then yeah, you're going to be in the circus.
You can do whatever you want, as long as it doesn't imply that you are actually a dragon. So that is very limiting for you as a person.
What? Am I a dragon? Who's a dragon?
You're a dragon.
What? No way.
You didn't. What are you talking about? You have to know you're a dragon.
I'm just playing, man.
Oh, okay. I was like, this is going to be harder than I thought. Oof-da-doofa. Anyways, we're thinking we're going to kind of... glue feathers on you to make you look like a griffin, just in case we get caught.
Like a chicken?
I mean, griffin, chicken, tomato, tomato.
I love chickens.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
Hey, so you're gluing stuff to me? That's pretty ticklish.
Yeah, but we also want to make sure you're cool with it, right? Or if you had any other ideas, because, you know, you lived a pretty secret life, but, you mean, you know, since we're going back on the surface, it's Murder City if anyone sees you.
Oh, I don't want to get murdered.
Yeah, I get it. So that was our first thought, but we wanted to get your input before we started gluing shit to you.
I mean, it sounds like a good plan to me.
Hell yeah, baby. All right, well, get ready. Here it comes.
Oh, boy. Oh, it of sticky.
Yeah, real sticky. All right. Here comes the feathers. Here's the feathers.
I'm allergic to down. Oh, no.
Perfect feathers. You look great. Boy, we're going to die. We're gonna be put in a prison.
No, he's going to be perfect.
Hey, look at me. I'm Peter Griffin.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but that's pretty good. Can we paint his nails, too? I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
To make him look more like...
Polished? Yeah.
Talony? I mean, you have talons, but...
So you hear the door open down to the basement. You hear the steps coming down, and Celine tries to just, like, walk in. Like, no big deal.
Hey, lady, we're busy here.
Oh, shit, what happened to your head?
Oh.
I mean, well, you know, it's, what I have to do to survive now, so it's whatever. It's fine. It looks fine.
It looks good.
It looks so cool.
The burn marks on your face look less good, but those will heal.
Yeah, I've never done this before.
Honestly, you look like a rock star.
Yeah, here, take some quick cure wounds, make sure.
Thank you. To help my scalp.
Yeah.
I got burnt from the bleach. I need that in real life.
A little bit of lesser restoration as well.
Thank you.
Oh, no,
thank
your hair went back to normal.
No!
Boom. All right, well, we leave in the morning, so pack up your stuff, Jermichael. Think of your circusona. You know, again, all of us will be dead if they know you're a dragon, but...
Yeah, we gotta keep it under wraps for sure. But it sounds like, Rourke, you got, you know, you can turn them invisible if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to, I'll cast darkness or slash, you know, just attack whoever strikes.
Or fireball, right? Yeah.
Probably more likely on that side, but we've got options. So mm-hmm. I think we just gotta make it to the circus, that's all.
Can I go by Puddles, Mick jokes a lot?
I don't see why not.
Is that funny?
Rourke, you can learn polymorph.
I do. I can cast polymorph and invisibility up to, like, I don't know, like 8 times a day.
But it's just that there's all the spell slots. So it's like we should probably just try to, like, camouflage it if we need to transform him.
Yeah, you should roll deception or something.
I have a disguise kit.
I assume you used that already with the glues and such.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to roll deception for this disguise. Or sleight of hand, I guess.
Yeah. Get in there, bard.
Proficiency.
Hey, take a d4.
Thank you. 23 for deception.
All right, you guys, you're like, this kind of looks like a griffin.
We kind of forget.
Wow, this is fucked up.
It was, like, pretty good, actually.
He kind of killed it.
Was he... actually even was he a dragon?
Yeah, I thought, where should Michael go?
Can I fly now?
Fuck yeah, you can.
I don't think we should.
Does the town know he's here? Probably not.
I kind of lost track.
We kind of need to sneak him out of the town. So probably, buddy, probably not any flying for right now. Once you're in the circus, you know they're going to put you to work.
Yeah, but
I guess we're not joining the circus. We're just trying to travel with the circus. But like, you know, they're going to ask us to pull our weight.
Yeah, I got cigarettes to smoke.
Like, I got people to scam and to come into the circus.
Yeah, I got weights to fuck
with. What if we're all like, we just kind of want to work for the circus, though.
This is our life's goal.
Yeah, Michael, fuck whatever you got.
No, we're just trying to live in the circus.
Oh, I just built like a circus simulator. Is that not what you guys wanted?
I guess if you listen to episode 1 of campaign 2, it's pretty obvious it was a circus simulator.
Okay, yeah. So you go to sleep?
Yeah.
Yep.
And Michael, maybe it's just because D&D and tabletop games are an escape for me, but I just have to say, I sleep soundly and hard. And it feels good, and I'm not tossing and turning.
And you don't wake up to pee.
And I don't wake up to pee in the night.
Whoa.
I don't think about all the ways I failed, and that I'm a failure, and that I'm nothing.
This is a fantasy game.
When Celine wakes up in the morning, she catches a glimpse of herself, and the mirror is like...
You attack it like another dog.
That's inspired by real events. I've definitely, like, woken up and been like, who's that?
Who is this? Literally, that has happened whenever I went from short hair to long hair. I think it, yep. Or long hair to short hair. I think it happens to all of us.
It always takes like a few days to be like, okay, that's what I look like now. All right.
Yeah.
Girls don't have object permanence. And other such things.
And we don't have the Google Drive as good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the
Zoom
bad Google
you
Drive.
Out. You don't have Zoom on.
And we don't have the object permanence.
Oh my gosh. We're joking.
Damn. So true.
Yeah. So the next morning comes. You're all ready to go.
Yeah, so I guess, like, it's funny because, like, at first in my mind, I'm like, oh, we're, like, setting out early in the morning. It's, like, slightly gray outside, and then it's, like, you're underground.
I do think trying to hit the surface at night might be a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you, maybe you know where the surface is, right? So.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Well, I guess we still want to go pretty early in the morning because we want to kind of get on the road when it's dark as hell.
Gotta make good time.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, yeah, we gotta, I feel like we should get up pretty early.
Gotta make good time.
Yeah.
I love, can we do like you get up really early, we get a little special breakfast that we only get whenever we go out on missions beforehand?
Yes.
So it's like a whole little thing.
And what is that?
I think, okay, so... I'm just going to pull from my own experience. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some biscuits with grape jelly. It's very simple, but that's what I would get all the time with my dad before we would do something like just the two of us. So Rourke and Chuck get biscuits with grape jelly before everything that they do together.
Hell yeah.
And now.
A little savory, a little sweet, just like you.
A little salty, a little sweet.
Celine, this is kind of our thing. You go over and eat whatever. Stupid garbage.
You don't have
eat.
Any.
You can start. Yeah.
You no biscuits.
I'm fucking with you. Get in here, Screech. You too.
I think you too.
And I still have Screech by the dog collar. I make him sit. I do circles.
He's eating out of his hand.
I put it on top of Screech's nose. And I say easy, easy, and then he goes and does it. And then I make sure Screech go pee pee potty outside.
Yeah.
Because long trip. And Screech is nude. We covered Screech in dog hair because we kind of got carried away with Jermichael. And then we got done covering Screech's nude body with dog hair. We're like, we did not need to do this. But here we are.
You had all the extra glue.
It's itchy. He's like extra glue.
And we didn't have dog hair. So it's just like.
Other hair.
Yeah.
It's
Celine's burnt hair.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, his hair I cut off. It's just glued on. And he's like scratching the way it does, where he's like scratching with his back leg and he like won't stop. And we're like, stop it.
And it looks authentic.
Yeah, you're selling it, brother. Your human duck looks weird. So we painted it red.
Oh my God.
And he can't do it himself. So we have to like lovingly.
Yeah.
Wait, lovingly paint his dick?
Yeah, because it's art.
Sure.
So it's the next morning.
Ugh.
Woo!
Oh, and you're tromping up. You're climbing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're climbing. It's up. You're going up. Your ears pop.
Whoa.
We're just like walking up the side of the stairs with our spiders.
Yeah, there's this big stairway that goes round and round and round, but you're just like climbing up the sides with your spiders, except for Chuck, who's got a donkey.
Mm-hmm. I give her way too many biscuit. Oh, Lily, you like that biscuit. She likes biscuits.
She likes the jelly, I think.
Yeah, she loves the jelly. Here, take the rest of the jelly.
It's delicious.
And then, you know, you start to, like, smell fresh air. It's been so long.
The fuck is that?
You can smell the pine needles of the forest above.
That's the fresh dew on the ground.
Mm.
And you get there, and it is, yeah, you hit that cool, you know, pre-dawn morning air as you get back to the surface for the first time in...
I love this.
Weeks, months, days, no one can know. We, at one point, we knew.
That's right, we used to keep track.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had the number, like, a week ago.
Kept it going for a long time, but...
Mm-hmm.
We gave up.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to say that out of character, or I guess in character, it was Tim and I both inhaled at the same time, and I feel like that's a very learned trait that Chuck and Rourke would both do, but it was great.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah, I imagine Selena's like looking at you guys and you just do like the same like motion completely at the same time, like, yeah. That's freaky.
I guess we just go east. I don't fucking know how we're supposed to find these guys.
We go east.
people here. Probably hear him. So you probably see signs of him on the ground. Mm. You see like a clown nose on the ground.
Yeah.
It's like a discarded clown nose.
Yeah, so you travel east and...
I'm so excited.
So you make like a survival check or some shit? Or
that would be wonderful.
I'll do it.
I'll give you a D8. You get bardic inspiration.
I don't fucking need it, but I love you for it. I'll keep the bardic inspiration and I'll do something dumb in 2 minutes. That is a dirty 20.
You have 10 minutes, so.
Okay. Then I'm going to try to do a backflip.
Okay. Perfect.
So you're heading east and you up ahead, you actually see, the telltale signs of smoke. What must be some sort of traveling caravan.
Woo.
I got an 11 to do a backflip.
Ooh.
Hey, I see something, and then to celebrate, I try to do a backflip off the back of the cart. We don't have a cart, so where am I jumping off of?
The back of a spider.
Ah!
Yeah, my spider's contraption.
Oh yeah, it's completely hollow.
Oh my god!
I think with an 11, you're getting the rotation,
mm-hmm.
But then you kind of like land maybe on your belly.
Land.
He botches it hard.
But then I like put my hand in the dirt. Like I just wanted to feel the dirt. I don't know why I try to do that. I'm in pain, but I love this dirt.
You didn't like land on your neck though. You know, you didn't like hurt yourself.
I see some shit that way.
What is it?
It was like I think it's a circus. I saw a lot of circus based. things.
Okay. I'm ready.
Fireworks.
You find like a clown nose in the dirt.
Clown noses.
Mm-hmm. I've got all of my, oh my God. What are Joker bucks? There's Screech bucks.
Yeah, the Screech bucks. Yeah.
Screech
bucks.
Oh, that's right.
You find a flower on the ground and you pick it up and it squirts water in your face.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I do wonder.
That would piss me off.
I hope if maybe my jokester will be there. Could he be? Will I be reunited with my forbidden love?
What is wrong with you?
I mean, hard to say. Hard to say. So you continue on. And yeah, soon before you know it, you can hear the circus music. You can see. Actually, there's a lot of smoke. More smoke maybe than you were expecting.
Is that circus on fire?
Is it an alarming amount of smoke?
No. This is all the cigarettes. It's normal.
And so you continue on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's appears to be. It's not like a set up circus. It's more like a broken down caravan.
Okay.
And there is some stuff on fire.
Okay.
And there's a lot of like yelling and stuff.
Mm. Do they want it to be on fire? Do they look like they want it to be on fire?
Yeah. Is this part of the show?
Yeah. Does it look intentional or are people trying to set to like put the fire out?
Rourke, is this normal? I don't get it. I don't understand art.
I mean, this was like how it was at Fireball Fest. But like, I mean, it was not like this. At a lot of other festivals, so I think it just varies.
Yeah, it seems unusual to you.
It seems unusual to me.
All right, well, maybe we should run the hell in and see if anyone needs the help.
Yeah, I think that's a great way also to set ourselves as an asset.
Yeah, let's go, and then we can be the heroes, mm-hmm. and then they'll be so glad we're there.
Yeah,
and they want to ask questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About our griffin.
Yeah, there may be some people will die and they'll need our help.
Or they'll like just like give us the wink. You know?
Yeah.
A small clown car comes driving up to you.
Cart.
It's, you can't see inside of it. It screeches to a halt, and two clowns pop out.
How big are they compared to the car?
They should not have fit in there. And one of them goes,
"Hi, I'm Tumble Tanglefoot." And this here is Doodle Dandy Clown. Oh, hi. We've got...
Hey, Tungle the Doodle.
Was that Tumble Tanglefoot?
Tumble Tanglefoot.
And Doodle
Dandy... Doodle Dandy Clown.
Tumble Dandyfoot, Doodle Dandy
Clown. No, you got it all wrong.
Now, this one's Tumble Tanglefoot, right?
No.
Oh,
No, that's Doodle Dandy Clown.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well,
oh my god, this is so
okay.
Is it safe to assume you guys are with the circus?
I want to assume.
We are, but we're in a heap of trouble. We need some help.
We would love to help you.
Well, that's why these heroes here are here to help.
You're heroes?
Oh, yeah, we're a big fucking deal, Tumblebutt.
All right, well, let's get you to the ringmaster right away.
We run in and we make cartoon Flintstones.
You start running ahead and you're like going so much faster than the car. And it's like, hold on. And they're so like,
well, it keeps like comically like banana peels appear and then they like kind of spin out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are the complications that come with being a clown.
Yeah.
And you are brought to a smaller tent next to a bigger tent. The bigger tent, everybody, it's like rocking back and forth. It's like,
whoa, when the tent is a rocker, don't come a knocking.
Do you guys not care about all the fires? All right.
Yeah, old man goes running by, riding on top of an old bear. Like, all kinds of chaos is happening.
Yeah. It's very cool that we can show up on three spiders and a donkey and a griffin, and it's just like normal.
Yeah, we're like the fifth like, weirdest thing.
It's not
we've
a
seen
big
today.
Deal here. I love being at the circus. Why don't we just stay with the circus?
Right inside here, this is the ringmaster. And they open the door, and you hear who is coming into my tent?
Chuck, Rourke, Screech, Yard Dog, a.k.a. Saloon.
What business do you have with the Big Top Traveling Circus and Magnificent Menagerie?
I think you mean what business do you have with us?
Mm.
Because we can, I think we can help you out a little bit right now. You know, we're...
You're here to help?
Well, we noticed there was quite a fire going on.
A lot of fires.
A lot of smoke. And we're a talented group of people. And we wanted to offer our services to you.
Oh, thank Christ. Nice to meet you all. What is your name again? My name is Barnabas Rumbletoes. I'm the ringmaster here.
Hey, Barnabas Rumbletoes. I'm Chuck.
I'm Rourke.
I'm busy writing down Barnabas
Rumbletoes. Vaseline, this is Screech.
Nice to meet you. Screech, you seem to be some sort of dog person. Is that... Do you have a...
Speak. Oh, sorry. He doesn't like new people. Well, he's friendly, but you know how it is.
I'm glad you are here. You have the ability to solve problems because I have numerous.
That's like our whole fucking deal, man.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the top services that we can offer. And by that, we can solve any problem you have because we have many talents.
Is your circus on fire? Is that normal? I don't understand art.
No, it is not normal. We hired this new clown called the Jokester, and suddenly everything has gone bonkers.
Now hold on a second.
Chuck pulls out a big-ass sword. From where? Not important. Where's that fuck?
He's fucking ready to chop his head off.
Where's that fucker?
The Jokester?
Well, we fired him immediately, and he's gone now, but everything's gone crazy.
Where did he go?
This does look bonkers.
Sorry, can I out of character question? Is this the same circus or a different circus?
This is a totally different circus.
Why are these circuses are there?
A lot.
Yeah, we've read into the Jokester before. Oh. Don't trust that guy.
Oh, he's so annoying. But anyway, the acrobats, they're up on their high wire and they won't come down.
Mm-hmm.
The petting zoo is just stampeding around, crushing children and going crazy. The jugglers and the clowns are fighting in the Big Top.
Ooh.
Magicians are all locked in their wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Puppeteers are putting on a very unpopular show.
I don't like that.
It's the problems are endless.
These all sound like problems that we can help solve for you.
Is that a griffin?
Yeah, it's a griffin.
Yeah. So not only are we here to solve your problems, we're also here to bring value.
Yeah.
To your circus.
Yeah. We are trying to head east, so we were thinking maybe we travel. Well, we're traveling that way. Might as well. It seems like you guys are traveling that way, so we could help you.
And all the way to Farhold.
Oh.
To put on the big battle of the circuses.
Oh, there's most. Okay, you guys. Okay, that's new. That's new. So there's several circuses competing at circus competition. Circustry.
Circus of the year.
Circus Palooza.
Circus Palooza.
Circus Palooza.
Yep. Only happens once every 100 years.
Wow.
Whoa. Fortuitous.
Wow.
If you know, there's a war going on, right?
What?
Maybe that is the war, right?
it's just through the grapevine. Mm-hmm. It's like actually just a circus war.
Yeah, the joke. I mean, the jokester is at it again.
Well, anyway, you guys should get to work right away.
Okay, wait. We have to get to Rourke?
I'm right here. Whatever you need.
Get to work. Solving all these problems. They're everywhere. All
right. Well, there's so many problems. Like, this guy's too much paint in his goddamn face.
I think he's supposed to look like that. Yeah, it sounds like you could use a group of our skill set. And, you know, I think we could be okay with going to Farhold. And, you know, maybe we just stay on as a consultant.
Yeah.
For a bit.
There's plenty of jobs around here if you need work.
Absolutely. This is great. We'll go.
Yeah.
Barnabas, we'll try to help out this our new home, it sounds like.
All right. Well, let's see what happens in 3 weeks.
Okay. It'll take me 3 weeks to get outside. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll go start with these magicians that won't come out of their wagon.
In 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm it's action. I'm okay, gotcha. You know.
The opposite of I don't know. Media res. Hey girlies. Thank you so much for being here on twitch.tv/geeklyinquiry stream every single Tuesday, except for the next two Tuesdays. Meaning not now I have to do math. Fine, fuck you, Windows calendar app. December 19th.
Yeah.
That Tuesday we shan't be streaming.
Chant.
Nor December 26th.
Boxing Day.
That's Boxing Day. We're all busy boxing. And then we'll be back in the second, unless we're not. I don't know what will happen if we're not.
Something will happen.
But I want to be back because I'm curious.
That's our plan.
That's
our plan.
You never know. Maybe then the world will probably end at fucking midnight and January 1st, whatever.
2024 canceled.
Yeah, no more 2024.
It's not.
2024 is gonna be our year, though.
Yeah, 2024 is our fucking year, though. You can follow. What am I saying?
Hashtag dice. I'm just trying to wrap it up.
Hashtag dice if you want to win damn dice. Baby.
Pippin is so cute. He's bigger than I thought
was. What a damn baby that is.
What a big baby.
What a big baby.
He is. Oh my goodness. He's a baby.
He's like a pot-bellied
pig. How much
pig.
Bigger is he than Pip than Axon?
Oh, he's smaller. He's about 10 pounds smaller.
Really?
Yeah.
10 pounds?
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know. He seems so big.
He is. Oh. Okay, let me let him out real fast. Just like right outside.
I see his butt.
Oh my God.
He is like a little pot roast, so he is so like compact, and he's got cheeks. This little boy has a hiney.
God, okay, yeah, because he looks big. He's a big boy.
Okay, you up. Hold on.
Congratulations to Pyro Prometheus. You have won the dice. Thank you so much to Die Hard Dice. You can go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code dragons with an exclamation mark and get 15% off, baby. We get a little kiss you down the back end. We have Dracona Arita dice. They're special. They're great. They're good. They're beautiful. And they come in their own special little Greetings Adventures tin. Crazy. Looks gorgeous. You'll show all your friends and they'll lose their mind. They'll try to claw your eyeballs out.
They will. That happened.
You can't let them.
The goddamn holidays are coming up, so you probably want to get all your friends dice.
Also, if you're here in the chat right now, we have a new design. T Public just like did a new design. They have our traditional.
What is it?
Traditional Drunks and Dragons, but it's got some holiday themes. So he's got a little hat. He's got Christmas cheer. He's on the Tee Public website, and if you order it tonight, you can get it by the holidays.
Wow.
Christmas holiday is what they're...
Only Christmas holiday, none of the other ones.
Only the Christmas holiday. If you are going for Hanukkah, you are too late, my friend. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
I will get the link, and I will... drop it.
Oh, that's cute.
Thank you.
Aww,
I was like eggnog instead of a beer.
Oh, I like it.
They were like, if you want to do that.
Yeah, that's adorable.
And I was like,
can I have one of these for free?
I wish.
I might buy one. It's on sale. Is it hashtag cringe to buy your own merch?
No, I don't think so at all. I've bought it before.
I hope. I don't think so. Wrestlers wear their own merch constantly.
Yeah, I think legally.
We gotta be selling.
Yeah, I think legally we don't wear our merch enough.
Yeah, we should wear it more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At least have like one thing.
I'm always embarrassed about everything, so.
Just choose to not think about it.
Simply choose to not think about it.
That's what I do.
I'm wearing our merch.
Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah, look at it.
Woo!
Hey, thank you everybody so much for joining us every Tuesday at twitch.tv/GeekLink.
Whoa.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm on those places at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm on those places at Tim Lanning. And you can fucking find all the other shit I do over there. You know, Naruto streams, things like that.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. And guess what? Also, Tribulation Farce is back, baby.
Woo! Baby.
Season 3, Book 3, Nikolai.
Oof.
We're back in it.
Oof.
Is it out on all platforms or just on our Patreon?
It'll be out on all platforms by the time this episode goes out.
Hell yeah.
But for Twitch people, it's only on Patreon.
It's on Patreon.
Right now.
And if you want to join our Patreon, it's only $6.66 a month.
Oh, it's a deal.
It's a deal.
Perfect.
It helps us create things.
And it took a little longer than we wanted to, but we got sick. You can't yell at us.
You can't yell at us.
We were busy. My brother got married. It was a busy fall.
Yeah, we put other content on the Patreon, though. So
yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
I think that I'm going to say this, too, and feel free to say no, this is not true. But if you go and donate to their Patreon enough, maybe I can go to their house and we can, like, I don't know, watch a movie or something and record something special just for...
I'll do that for free.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan.
Amazing.
I'll do that for $9.
Whatever you guys need, I'm happy to use it as an excuse to come to your house.
I'll do that for $9,000.
We already had a great idea of having a horror movie trade-off evening of each of us selecting a horror movie to watch. So maybe we'll make that happen sometime soon.
That would be amazing.
$9,000.
Whoa.
You can find me on Twitter and everything at Nika_Howard or the Nika Howard, or you just find the link tree. Go click it.
Click that shit.
And I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Who said that?
So weird. I thought he wasn't here.
Thanks everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey. stop an export.
Yes.
Woo. Maybe I do like this new G chat.
I don't like the old one, actually. I was like, this one.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.